Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Tonight we're just going to cover a habit you can avoid. The habit is so. Starting stories with the word so. Lots of people do this. I've done this. I've done this on this very podcast. So, way back when, and get rid of the word so. If you're going to tell a story, it's best to plan it out at least a little bit. You don't have to script the whole thing. But the opening and the closing, you should give special attention to. And if you don't script them, you should at least have a clear idea of the point or all the points you want to make in the opening and in the closing. And there's no point in using the word so as the beginning word to your story. The best thing to do, if you've got something that really leads well into the story, you can use that. If you don't have anything else, there's a common technique I've seen, or a common method I've seen. I don't even know if it would be called a technique. A lot of people do something like this before they tell a joke or tell a story, a funny story. This was hilarious, or this is hilarious. And if it actually delivers, that's a great way to open the story. You tell people exactly what to expect, and you give them a little bit of positive expectation that's actually going to be funny. Another one, this was crazy. Well, it was a crazy story that happened. This was terrifying. There any way you can take what the overall vibe or emotion of the story is and just summarize at the beginning. It's kind of like the headline or the subject line for the email. It just tells you what to expect, and when it's more or less accurate, that's cool. That, you know, people knew what to expect and then you delivered on it. Well done. That's a very simple way to open a story. There's more sophisticated ways than that. But if you're just looking for something to use other than so, that's more than adequate. And of course, you can just skip the so or the this is crazy or whatever else it is and get right into the story. Just start telling the first part of your story, the first important component of your story. Get right to it. That's the primary lesson here for today. So, it's part of a larger lesson of paying a little more attention to what you're doing. There's lots of little things, and crutch words are one of the most classic examples of this. And the little words we use when we're between thoughts and we don't want to actually just pause naturally between thoughts. So we go, and that little pause, the and I used just there was an example of it. You can just pause. To practice, you're probably not going to eliminate all of them, but when you become more aware of them, you start to get better and better. The same thing will happen with so. When you become aware of the fact that you use this to start stories off, even if you don't want to get rid of so, just paying more attention at the beginning of the story will draw you more into the experience, and therefore it will draw the listener more into the experience. When you take things serious and focus, your listener tends to do the same thing. I'm Ben Lang. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. We will talk again soon.